Now we'll meet two Wisconsin farmers who have made conservation a key part of their work. The Wisconsin Leopold Conservation Award recognizes farmers and landowners for their work conserving and improving the land. That award's given out each year by the Sand County Foundation, American Farmland Trust, Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, and Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. The 2021 winners of the Leopold Conservation Award are Dorothy and John Prisky, who own Fountain Prairie Farm in Fall River. Dorothy and John, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob.
Hello, Rob. Thank you very much.
Well, Dorothy, can you start off by telling us a little bit about your farm, the history, and what you produce?
Sure, I'd be happy to. We bought our farm in 1986. It's 280 acres. When we bought the farm, it was one cornfield. The entire farm was one large field. And we raised corn and soybeans on that land until about 1998, when we switched to an all-grass system. And then we decided, well, we have to have an animal to eat that grass, and we chose the Scottish Highland cattle, and that's what we did until we retired last year.
And John, you two got this award and other awards over the years for conservation. What made you come into farming with this particular focus on conservation and sustainability?
Well, I'm not sure that you actually come into it with anything in mind. It's something that develops when you're on the job. And naturally, when we got to this farm, like Dorothy said, it was one big cornfield. And so there were a lot of things that we needed to fix. Our organic matter was low. We had washouts. And, there's many, many ways to farm and many ideas on how to farm that land. But each piece of land is unique and each farmer is unique. And so we always practice good conservation as best we could, but we had this epiphany in the late 90s. And I think that's probably what got us this recognition. And when we switched to a grass-based farming system, we also went to direct marketing our beef to restaurants in Madison and at the Dane County Farmers Market. And some of the things that brought us to these, the question is always, why did you do what you did? And it's very difficult, but you might say that we kind of educated ourselves. We had this epiphany, and we're kind of disciples of all the Leopold, John Muir, Wisconsin's big on all of our conservationists, and reading books by Wendell Berry and Michael Pollan and Alan Savory on holistic management. And you know, we came to the conclusion that the best way for Dorothy and I to farm and put meaning and purpose back into our work was to kind of express ourselves. And we did that by realizing that, you know, we collected the energy from the sun, solar energy, and that was the driving force of how we wanted to farm. And that, we put a complete cover over the land with grass, and with the cattle, we could see the expression in things that you can't see, the life underneath that grass in the soil that gives birth to everything. And the cattle, they did the harvesting and the fertilizing, and we managed them through rotational grazing, similar to how bison would have been moved on the prairie by predators. And the idea of the whole rotational grazing method is rest, let the land rest, come in and eat and work up the soil, till the soil, and then move on. And because of that, we ended up with a lot of biodiversity, songbirds that we have, bobolinks and meadowlarks. And we have a ton of sandhill cranes. And, it just put happiness back into our life.
Dorothy, can you talk about...
Well, one thing...
Oh, go ahead, Dorothy.
Well, I was going to say, one of Leopold's quotes that really resonates with us is, the landscape of any farm is the owner's portrait of himself. And I guess you could sum that up and say that as John said, in the late 90s, that the farm was no longer a reflection of who we were. And we knew we needed to make a change.
We're talking to Dorothy and John Prisky, who own Fountain Prairie Farm in Fall River. They're the winners of the Wisconsin Leopold Conservation Award this year. Dorothy, the kind of things you're talking about, they're not things where you could just flip a switch and everything's different now. Can you talk about the long-term planning and work that went into some of the changes you made?
Well, you're right. It took us about 3 years to totally transition our farm from corn and soybeans to grass. And we decided that cattle were going to be the animals to harvest that grass. And well, I don't know if you know, but you know, the gestation period of a cow is 9 months, and then the calf has to grow for, in our case, 2.5 years before it's marketable as beef. So there was a long period there where we didn't have any income coming in, and that was stressful, to say the least.
John, if a farmer's listening and saying, hey, I want to make this kind of switch, and like you said, what works on your specific piece of land might not work on theirs, what would you suggest to them to kind of adopt your mindset, though?
Well, Dorothy and I have always felt that, you know, we don't try to educate, we do educate a lot of people, but we don't preach about it. What we do is we just try to be a good example. And whether you're driving by our farm and or you're overhead looking at our farm as a wild goose would fly over, it looks inviting. There's something about our farm that people have liked. And that has been very rewarding. And so I would say to farmers that, and I think that almost all farmers that I know are really into conservation. They're utilizing techniques like cover crops and some rotational plantings of row crops and mixing in some alfalfa and wheat to change up the monoculture. So I think there's an awful lot of work being done in that area.
And Dorothy, John mentioned education, and that reminds me, you donated, I understand, 165 acres of your land to Madison College to use for agriculture students, potentially the farmers of the future. Why did you want to make that move?
Well, I just want to make one thing clear first, Rob. We didn't donate it. They rented it from us.
I see. Okay.
For 2 years. We thought the premise was really worthwhile. It's hard for young people to get into farming these days. First of all, it's terribly expensive. And we thought the Madison College program helped educate them. And John and I have always been interested in education. One of our other little mottos is educate, share, and learn. So we were thrilled to have Madison College here, and the chef put in a large garden. They brought students out to harvest and cook on the farm, and they also mentored beginning farmer on the farm. So it was a really rewarding experience for us.
And John, as we wrap up, you mentioned retiring. What are you hoping for, though, for the future of your land?
Well, Rob, I think that's the challenge of a lot of older farmers, how to transition out of farming. And we're still working on that. That's probably the biggest challenge that we have had and will have here in the near future. I don't have the answers for that. We do have a young renter on the land that we're hoping... you know, something will come of that. But like Dorothy said, it takes a lot of money to come in and work a farm. And one of the things that Dorothy and I did, we put a conservation easement on the farm, so it will always remain a farm. And we encourage people to do that. And we work with an organization called Groundswell. They hold the easement. And so that just means that there'll be nothing will be developed, because we do see a lot of farmland that's being taken out of production. And one of our goals was to protect the farmland. Yeah. As far as transitioning, if you have any of the answers, you let me know.
I don't. Congratulations on the award, and thank you so much for joining us today, both of you.
Well, thanks, Rob. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Rob.
That's John and Dorothy Prisky, owners of Found Prairie Farm in Fall River, winners of the 2021 Wisconsin Leopold Conservation Award.